you know, the theme of this annual meeting is Mastering the Fourth Industrial Revolution. I couldn't imagine anybody who could represent more the world which will come out of this Fourth Industrial Revolution into the future, into our soft and hard infrastructure. It will be a digital world. Now, who could represent such a world better than you, Prime Minister? To represent also a new, open Canada, I want to use this opportunity also to thank our Canadian constituency, which always has been a very loyal.
Yes, always very loyal as we master the force. Industrial revolution, of course. You know, you have Trudeau identifying these peaceful protesters as Nazis. I can't think of anybody that better characterizes everything about Nazis than this literal Nazi, Klaus Schwab.
And, thank you, David Knight, for that little production there. You're listening to Across the Border. My name's Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. So if you're listening live this morning on First Amendment Radio or on YouTube or DLive or Odyssey or wherever you're listening, if you're able to, come on over to the chat room on firstamendmentradio.com. I still haven't figured out how to get all those chat rooms together. But maybe one day I'll figure it out. But if you want to participate in the chat, it's there. Go to firstamendmentradio.com and click on the chat button. And there is a watch screen in the right-hand column there. So you can still see my face and any exhibits I show. The studio cam is on. Okay, this is what now we know. Now we know what the mark of the beast looks like. Anybody have any doubts yet or at all this morning? Good morning there in the chat room. Tom W., Fireman Mike, Dale, Stephen Ellie, and anyone who's not logged in yet, welcome to the chat room. Give me a sound check. I guess everything must be working right. We have Vase of making you behave. Now, thank you for that, Fireman Mike. But it is true. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Are you happy yet? Well, that's because you do not yet own nothing. But when you do own nothing, you will be happy. Coming from the representative of the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, and Superior General. Superior General. Well, he's at least a lieutenant somewhere in the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. Yeah. And if you have any doubt about that, well, we're reading Revelation chapter 13 here, and it said, and he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, this is it, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now imagine the power that the Antichrist has now that he owns all the money on earth. Now, I'll bet you think you own your money, right? Now, just ask those truckers and people who are, who participated in it and are now, discovering the wrath, suffering the wrath of the Antichrist and his minions over there in Canada through the banking powers by having their property and their money turned off and their property seized to be sold, of course, for the good of the nation. And, you know, not only that, we have a mini. This is a little bit bigger picture than what happened a year ago here in America to people who attended a protest. Yeah, they all convoyed to Washington, D.C., and they attended a rally in Washington, D.C. under the President of the United States then. Yeah. And now some of them are in the deepest dungeons of Washington, D.C. And some of those dungeons are several hundred years old. So, you know, when you think about deep dungeons, just think about how deep those dungeons really are, where those people in Washington, D.C. are. And maybe you would spend a few minutes of your prayer time praying for them, because they are being persecuted for exactly that, protesting against the beast. And that's what it's all about. So now we know, it's becoming much more plain to see what the mark of the beast looks like. Because what will you do when they turn off your bank account, your credit cards, all of your access to their digital one world money? Yeah, what will you do? Now we know what it looks like. Let's see, I had another. Let's start looking at news items here. All right, producer, get on the ball here. There we go. Let's see, if it can happen in Canada, it can happen here. That's one article. Yes, this one. I thought you might like this one. This is a must watch. Mahid Nawaz leaves Joe Rogan speechless by explaining how the World Economic Forum is infiltrating governments around the world. But see, now they're all seeing it, and they're looking at the lieutenant generals and the organizations that the front organizations for the Antichrist. Because remember, who has the money power? And we just read about that in Revelation chapter 13 at the end there, right? That no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark of, or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And there it is, that no man might buy or sell. Yeah. And what is this? This is the mark of the beast. Mark of the beast, the name of the beast or the number of his name. So it doesn't always look the same what everyone has in order to buy and sell. That's what we get out of that. It's not one set thing, but that's what it's all about. So let's listen. And I know some of you on the radio might have a hard time hearing some of these things. But what I should do is, I'll put a link to this page in the chat room, but I'll correct the volume when we repost this video later. Yeah, it's a technical problem since I don't have a full-time or even part-time technical staff. You're looking at it. Some of these things get to be a little difficult. Okay, but I'm going to play this anyway. I'll push the mic up by the speakers while I'm playing it. Let's see. Let's make sure we got everything on here, and let's do it.
Direct quote, though, on his, as you see it, our teams are now embedded in governments around the world. That's actually what they wrote.
Yes.
And the video is 2 minutes. I didn't play all of it. It's what he said.
But what he's saying there sounds reasonable. Yeah. Figuring out on strategic ways to end the lockdown easily. No, that makes sense.
Not the end of lockdown. No.
Well, didn't he say that?
Yeah. Keep in mind, Tony Blair is the one who's been advocating for vaccine.
Yeah, you notice Joe Rogan is buying into the newspeak of what he's going to be watching here, and he's buying into it. But he's getting a little education here from this character that he has on his
team passports, digital identification through COVID, and all of these measures.
But didn't they say that about ending the lockdowns and keeping businesses?
Once those measures are in place. Right. So he's, even in the UK, his stance has been, yeah, we're going to get out of all it, but you have to have digital ID and you have to have.
So during and the war, then this is going to introduce the social credit score system.
Right. So all of that came from your question, which is, regardless of intention, how do people how do people do that infiltration from within? It's not just Twitter. So back to the psychological operations. It's also embedding people in government who are subscribed to this agenda. Yeah. And the agenda of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum is the same as the agenda of Tony Blair in this regard. They call it on their own website, they call it the Great Reset. That's what they say themselves.
Yeah, that's a bizarre thing to do, to openly. Why do you think they openly discuss it that way? And openly, because the Great Reset has always been this gigantic conspiracy theory among the online folks. Yeah. Like, this is all part of the Great Reset. Well, when he wrote a fucking book called The Great Reset, you're like, hey, man, shouldn't you be hiding this?
And in 2017 at Harvard, he's saying, you know, we're going to basically, all of these world leaders will penetrate their cabinets with our young global leaders. He's open. He's open. Blair's open. During the Iraq War, Blair tried to bring in ID cards in Britain. He failed. Now he's back. And he's trying to bring in digital ID during COVID, right? So they're open about it.
So this is going to be this never-ending process to slowly move the goalposts.
Towards more and more authoritarianism. Checkpoint society. It's all there. They told us this.
People have to realize this, right? This is important.
Yeah.
Yes. This is important. That's what Joe Rogan comes away with. As his eyes are being pried open from their closed position, that's what we have going on. So now we are beginning to see that this is, he's talking about the digital currency and the ID. It's the mark of the beast because the word mark means to identify. So it's identification. Now, you know, 2,000 years ago when John wrote the Revelation, they didn't have IDs. People didn't carry around IDs, although that doesn't mean that they weren't identified in some way by the Roman government then. But they didn't have digital IDs that could be checked with their picture on them and that type of thing. So it would be marked. And some people actually did have marks on them. If they were slaves, they were marked by their master in some way as their property. If only by their own, even their own mind, you can be marked, as by the mark of the beast by your behavior. Yeah. And we've discussed all of that before. So, well, I guess we can only pray for Joe Rogan that his eyes will be open and, but until they see what's underneath these layers of like the UN, the CDC, the WHO, but you see that he's realizing what we talked about before, that these leaders are being trained by this World Economic Forum. So this is an operation of the Antichrist for world dominion. It's just the question is, when will the Antichrist show his hand? At some time, he's going to show his hand. Sometime, and I hate to say it, in the next 30 years, he's going to show his hand. And the nations of Europe, the 10 divisions of Western Europe, which are the 10 horns of the Revelation, are going to turn on her, the little horn power, which is the little horn. See, because every time you see a horn in the Bible, it's a division of something else. So you have the 10 horns, which are the 10 divisions of the Western Roman Empire as described in the Revelation. And it says out of one of them, a little horn. So a further division of one of those 10 is the little horn. And that little horn, of course, represents Rome and the powers that rose there to rule the world. First, the Roman Empire, imperial and pagan, and then, of course, the Vatican, both rising out of Rome, the little horn, one being pagan, the other being blasphemous or anti-Christian. Now, this is the historicist way of understanding prophecy and the Revelation, and it makes perfect sense once you learn the history. Now, I have a series I'm posting on my website, and you can open your Bible, you can go along with it, you can look at the history, you can also buy the book and read it for yourself. It's called The Last Prophecy. So go to my website, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, or you can take the short cut, crosstheborder.org, that's C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org. And you'll find that series there. I think I've just posted part 13 or 14, and I hope you'll enjoy that. And you can follow it to the website or just subscribe to my blog while you're there. Press the follow button and follow, and then every time I should have this thing published, oh, by this summer, all the parts. I have all the audio done, and now I'm just working on the video content that goes in, you know, the video content. Anyway, you watch it, you'll see, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I'm trying to make it a much better production because I tried it in the past with some help. And anyway, it's a much better production. Okay, let's continue looking at some news here. Let's see. If it can happen in Canada, it can happen here. Or, oh yeah, I think we'll do that one. If it can happen in Canada, it can happen here. And this is by Gary D. Barnett. We find this at lewrockwell.com. Constitutions become the ultimate tyranny, Paul said. They're organized power on such a scale, they are organized power on such a scale as to be overwhelming. The Constitution is social power mobilized, and it has no conscience. It can crush the highest and the lowest. Remember? All people, both great and small, removing all dignity and individuality. It has an unstable balance point and no limitations. And that's from Frank Herbert, Dune Messiah. I don't know, I guess maybe that's a fictional dystopian novel or something. But so what is going on in Canada is atrocious. I'm not just talking about the treatment of the truckers or protest. I'm not just talking about the state's laws. And I am not talking about any government document claimed to be a protector of the people, when in fact, it is always the opposite. How can that be? I mean, doesn't that paper protect us? Yeah. Thank you for that, Stephen, in the chat room. He says, I read the book and now I'm watching The Last Prophecy. Yeah, and thank you for that audio check there, Dale, in the chat room. And, yeah, good. Okay, so he says, I'm talking about extreme tyranny present in Canada at this time that can and will be here in the U.S. soon unless mass dissent is forthcoming. Mass dissent. Well, I think mass dissent is forthcoming. The president of the United States, the pretender in chief, I think would be a more appropriate title for him, has just extended the previous dictator's edict of emergency. Okay. He's just extended the emergency. There is no emergency. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You want to hear more about it? Check out David Knight this afternoon. He has a great show for you. And if you want to keep up with all that and all that's going on while you're working or going about the business of your day, we play the audio here in the afternoon of his program every day. And we play every bit of it. We've reformatted it so that nothing is cut out. And I hope the few that you, of you that are listening to that appreciate that and have noticed it. Okay. Trudeau is certainly an evil monster, but then so are most all politicians or any who choose to rule over other men, regardless of the governing process in place. There's no such thing as freedom by government contract. There's only freedom of the individual if the individual takes it, protects it, holds it, and lives in it. And unfortunately, America has left go of their freedom, and they have contracted their freedoms away by maybe not initiating a contract or having a contract initiating with them. Most people are born into the contract, and they acquiesce rather than question it. Because by law, you have a certain amount of time once you discover that you are part of a contract of any type you have so long. I think maybe 3 years might be the limit. It is a limit on, to bring a suit, or to take action. Yeah. And because bringing a suit would do you no good. You have no right to bring an action if you find yourself in a contract by acquiescence. When you discover the contract and you decide you don't want any part of it, the only thing you can do is withdraw from it. And I have withdrawn myself from the socialist security contract back in the 1990s. I withdrew, and I found that it's a hard thing to withdraw from, because the tentacles are entwined in just about everything you do. That's how thorough the satanic conspiracy is, because it is a satanic conspiracy. It's not one. It's a spiritual conspiracy. But Satan has control over a whole lot of people. And his prime acting agent in the world, of course, is the Antichrist, as the Bible talks about, or the man of sin, because he commits fornication with the rulers of the world. It plainly stated in the scripture. If you haven't read my book, The Beast Apocalyptic, it goes through it. And it shows you exactly what the Bible is talking about when it uses the beast and related symbols. The subtitle is An Exposition of the Apocalyptic Beast Powers and Related Symbols of Daniel and the Revelation. And you can find links to buy that book, or you can listen to my series free on YouTube. I'm trying to get on Rockfin right now, and I may produce some more, some better productions over there with some help, the help of my grandson. Once I can get him in line over here, he's only 17, and he still has family allegiances, parental allegiances, which I would never try to break. Okay. But when he becomes 18, then he can make some choices as a man for himself. And hopefully, I'm praying. I pray for all my children and my grandchildren. Continually, not only them, for all the people that listen to this broadcast, all the people that are touched by First Amendment Radio, plus many, many others throughout the world that God brings to mind, relatives and otherwise. Okay, hey, we're going to go into break, and we're going to pick up here and discuss this prophecy, reality, worldview a little more when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth, this book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there, or you may also find it at Amazon.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name's Nicholas, and this is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. So if you're listening live on a Wednesday morning, come on over to the chat room at chat.firstamendmentradio.com and join the conversation. The studio cam is on. When we left off, I was sharing with you a Gary D. Barnett, If It Can Happen in Canada, It Can Happen Here article. And he continues, he says, governing systems are meant first to reduce and then eliminate all freedom. Well, that's a fairly pessimistic view, because no governments, well, maybe some government, but the government systems of the West were not, the ones that we have today were not developed to eliminate all freedom. Yes, they do the first automatically. They reduce personal liberty to a degree. But the fact is men need governing systems because men are totally depraved without Christ. And even, you know, the government, the governing system that we had, the Bill of Rights attached to the Constitution, were only meant for a good people and with the idea that good people were in government. And it doesn't matter how perfect your form of government is, evil men can always corrupt it and always will. That's, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way I read it, going through, Isaiah the rest of the week here. And I hope everybody's enjoying that. I'm getting that done as fast as I can, so you'll notice there's some repeats, but it all bears repeating. The scripture in its entirety bears repeating, so I don't believe that it's too much to ask for you to bear with it, but to rather learn from the repetition. And there's so much to learn, because when you see what's going on today in the world and in our nations, especially in the Western nations, you realize that the judgment of God is on the Western nations now. Why? Well, because the Western nations were given a system of governing by the people, for the people, or at least as close to it as any governments have ever been on the earth. Yet people reject God. They've walked away from Him. Look at the nation around us and look at how far it is straying from God. So we have the effect of that. We have the judgment of God on us if the Bible, and specifically even the book of Isaiah, is a record of God's judgment on the nations, then it seems to me that we are living out that record live today. Yeah. It's a live action, people. Okay, so continuing on here. Governing systems are meant first to reduce, then to eliminate all freedom. And that's how the evil people see it. I mean, Joe Biden can't wait. Justin Trudeau, he wants to emulate. Who does he want to emulate? Castro and Xi Jinping in China. He's boldly boasted of his jealousy of their dictatorships. Well, did he say these things before he was elected in Canada? Then whose is the shame? It would be the people of Canada who put this monster in power. Oh, and his monstrosity will become, the more power he has, the more evident the monstrosity of this man will become. What can Canadians do about it? Well, they can start by repenting in sackcloth and ashes, because a sackcloth, if they don't put it on spiritually, the sackcloth and ashes, it will be forced upon them by the monster that they have chosen to rule over them. And have same thing in America. Sorry. How about Bojo over there and all the Five Eye Nations? So what they call Five Eye Nations. Yeah. The five English speaking nations of the world, all being judged, all simultaneously, all in lockstep, because who? Our great, our ancient foe. Yeah. And his master, Satan, is about deceiving the nations. More than ever before. Okay, continuing here. It's simply, he says, it's meant first to reduce, then to eliminate all freedom, and no constitution is worth the paper on which it is written. It is simply a document created by politicians in order to fool the people into believing that rights have something to do with governments protecting those rights for the very people that are subject to that same government's rules and laws. This is an impossible contradiction, but nonetheless, belief in this nonsense has fooled Americans and many others throughout history. Many still cling to the stupidity that somehow the rights of man can be listed on a meaningless governing document called a contract, one enforced by the state in question. When not one citizen signed or agreed with its content, this is in its essence, this is the essence of ignorant society easily fooled into accepting slavery. And there's a lot of truth in that statement, as pessimistic as it is, but we keep in mind that, yes, people need to be ruled, and governments are established by that purpose. Romans 13, let all souls be subject to the higher power. And I love that, because most people miss it, because they say, well, we have to obey the government. But what they miss is the all, the word all. Yeah, let all souls. It doesn't say, let all the subordinate people, let all the lower class of people. It says, let all souls be subject to the higher power, meaning that everyone has a higher power. And we learn quite clearly from the Bible that when the higher power over you is not obedient to God, then you move above to the next highest power and obey it until you get all the way up to God, whom we all and all of the powers are under God and all should be obeying him. And when one level of power, whatever, wherever you fit in the hierarchy of God's order of things, is whenever one of those governing authorities, all the way down to the family and self-government even, right? Because self-government is the most important governing power there is. Because the person who is self-governing doesn't need any governing power. But it is because so many people are not self-governing. They turn the government of themselves over to sin, over to Satan, and he rules and reigns in their lives. And those are the people that need to repent, because they are the ones that are causing all of the, of course, they move up because these individuals seek power. And they seek it with everything they have, and most of them will never get it, but they'll be tyrants right where they're at, in their own families, or in whatever level government, church, civil, whatever level or part they have in the hierarchy of civil government, they will lord it over whoever is subject to them, and they'll try to move up to grab all power if they could. Yes, but that seat of all power, or the highest rung of power in tyranny, is already taken by the man of sin, also referred to as the Antichrist. Okay. This is why it is imperative to understand that the only protection of men and their freedom comes from each individual's ability and willingness to protect and gain his freedom by simply claiming it. Yeah. And glad he put an and there. Because most people don't even know they're enslaved by sin, and the master of sin is Satan, of course, and living in such a manner as to never acquiesce to any collective state rule or state rule. Well, my friend here, the writer of this article, while it is much thought-provoking, I would have to disagree with him on some points. We do accept lawful authority, because lawful authority in a world of sinners is absolutely necessary. Lawful authority. Those lawful authorities there that are exercising their authority and living their life in obedience to God. They have to do both, because if they're not living their life in obedience to God, that will spill over into the realm authority that they exercise. Now, I did buy Matt Truella's, let me see, where is it here? I even have it out here somewhere. The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. And I've heard of this many, many years ago, and I bought it again. I bought a Kindle edition of it just to read. I already read it. It's a very short read, about 100 pages in a regular book form, but definitely worth reading, worth the $6 or whatever to get it, or the $13 to buy the book. As a matter of fact, this should be required reading for everyone that comes into this country. And you know, there are some things that I have a pet peeve that's kind of gnawing at the back of my brain about the whole crisis of the aliens that the Antichrist is sending across our border from the South, and they're coming from all over the world, really, by other agents of the Antichrist paying their way. My pet peeve is we don't seem to be able to stop it, right? I mean, what can I do to stop it? Well, we can't go down there and shoot those people. Most of them, I would say the majority of them, are just looking for a better life, whether they're coming here illegally or not. Okay. The bottom line is they're looking for a better life. And then there are a lot of agents of Antichrist being sent across the border that have been trained to subvert this nation for the Antichrist to serve his purpose. You know, our ancient foe. Yeah. The man of sin. Yes, he is somewhat ancient. He goes back nearly 2,000 years in the seat that he occupies, kind of like the president occupies a seat that goes back several hundred years. The Antichrist, the man of sin, occupies a seat that goes back almost several thousand years. Yeah, probably. I think I've recognized the first pope. And I have an article on my website, so you could look that article up if you've never read it before. And it's called Lest We Forget What We Protest. And it goes into the history of the Antichrist, the very beginning in the first century, actually. But it didn't really take form in its ruling form until the fifth century. And then it ruled for, that seat ruled for 1260 years in Western Europe. But that part is all history, and you can read about that in many of the publications that we have here and productions, as we discussed earlier. So, and living in such a manner as to never acquiesce to any collective or state rule. I will not acquiesce or live in such a manner as to acquiesce to any tyrannical rule as much as it is in my power to do so. And that's why I walked away from the Social Security contract. When I discovered what it was and that I wanted no part in it, I took action immediately to separate myself from it. And I have to admit that it was a years-long process for me to separate myself from it completely. But it was a process that I kept chipping at until it was done, and that there's nothing that hangs on to me from that. And that's the reason why. Your name and where are you calling from? Yes. The planned interruption there. And that's, whoops. Yes, it does kind of kill the thought train, doesn't it? Yes, totally killed it. Maybe that was the purpose. I was getting a little too hot there. But you guys know what I'm talking about. That's the reason why I walked away from it. Oh, that's the reason why. Here we go. I picked it up. And that's the reason why I'm sitting here, the year before my 70th, my 70, and without any tie to Socialist Security. I'm receiving no benefits, don't want none of their medications, don't believe in their witch doctors, their allopathic medicine. I learned thereby to rely totally upon the Lord God Almighty, because I considered it, if it was not the mark of the beast, that it was a harbinger, a placeholder. It was the construct that would become or would develop into the universal mark of the beast spoken of in God's word. So I decided I could not use the number, and I had to cut off everything having to do with the number in my life. And I see how Satan and his agents, or the Antichrist and his agents, have now intertwined and tied this number, and it's not just the one in the United States, it's the one in every nation, to everything else, so that you would be excluded from participating, so that when something like the following takes place, and maybe I ought to do this, let's see. Where is that at? I had another article here. That's not it. I believe it. Oh, it was this one. And I'm going to break into the middle of this article, my discussion. I'm just using some of these articles as a kickoff point for what the point I want to make today about now we know, now you see what the mark of the beast looks like. And here, let me share this one with you. Let me push the mic up here. This my technical. Play this.
Who is involved in the protest?
If you are involved in this protest, we will actively look to identify you and follow up with financial sanctions and criminal charges. Absolutely. This investigation will go on for months to come.
And truckers who have not been arrested are dealing with the fallout of frozen bank accounts and seized assets.
They've taken my truck. I don't know where it is. On Friday, they locked up my personal and trucking business accounts. And also, we have another business, and they locked that account up, too. And it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's going to take everything from you because you spoke up.
Right.
Dana, you know a little bit about, I don't know, handling a crisis.
Okay, well, did you get that? Yeah, this is what they have in store for us. This is, now you see what the Mark the Beast looks like. Now, what will these people have to do? Well, they'll have to pledge their allegiance to the New World Order. Yeah. They will have to pledge their allegiance to the New World Order. We will see. We'll keep you updated here. I don't think they're just going to turn them back on. Now these people have to go fight because the Antichrist and his shadow government are starting to implement the Mark of the Beast. This, now you see, now you know what it looks like. Is that live enough for you? Yeah. And what can we do? Well, resist. Resist, resist. It's now is time for an unlawful, illegal, not yet, black market in trading in substance for God's people and other heretics and rebels who do not want to go along with tyranny. Yeah, that's what we see going on here. So this is what we've been talking about here for 20 years now, 20 years plus. Especially the last 15 to 20 years that I've been here on First Amendment Radio. And yeah, they're calling it social credit score. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they call it in China. So we're going to see the backlash over this. I'm hoping that America won't fall as quick as Canada. I'm hoping that Canada pushes back very hard. But a lot of these people and what this is doing to a lot of good people is it's bringing them back to God's word. And that's why we're here telling them that this is what the mark of the beast looks like. Now you see what the mark of the beast looks like. How much plainer can it get to your eyes than this? And this is just the beginning of actually looking it in the face in Canada. And many people have looked it in the face in America. You know, I've had bank accounts. I've had money stolen from me out of bank accounts before. And I just know that's the truth. That anytime you have money in a bank, know that you are not the primary owner of that bank account. You have limited rights, which may be overridden by those who have more rights to you than they do. Because we do not own our money anymore. And this has not happened by accident. This has happened on purpose. While Americans slept, while they allowed their real money to be stolen from them. And I talked about this last week, if you didn't watch the show last week, when we talked about the confiscation of gold. I believe it will come when the Antichrist, I'm becoming more of that mind that this will come when the Antichrist is ready to consolidate his power in one currency worldwide. The world is ready for it. The Antichrist knows he can move the nations in lockstep. Every single one of them. That Russia, China, the Ukraine, America, the entire EU. All the nations of South America, it's been demonstrated clearly that he has the power to move the nations in lockstep. And you see how everything is going in lockstep. Everything is moving incrementally, because remember, the goal is 2030, and as fast as they're moving now, even if they take, you know, 4 steps forward and 3 steps back, because that's the step they're doing. That's the dance. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 5 steps forward, 1 step back. You know, every time the music starts, it's just a different step, but it's always moving toward their goal. And so by 2030, I believe they're going to have it. I don't see anything stopping them. But do I say acquiesce, give up? Or do we resist? And I say, we always resist ungodly authority and tyranny. And we begin in self-government. That's where it all begins. Repent. The kingdom is at hand. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit Cross the Border. .org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
As you know, the theme of this annual meeting is Mastering the Fourth Industrial Revolution. I couldn't imagine anybody who could represent more the world which will come out of this Fourth Industrial Revolution into the future, into our soft and hard infrastructure. It will be a digital world. Now, who could represent such a world better than you, Prime Minister? To represent also a new, open Canada, I want to use this opportunity also to thank our Canadian constituency, which always has been a very loyal one.
Yes, Ave is very loyal as we master the force.
Yeah, I love that David Knight production there. It's great. Yeah. Okay. Scattered Sheep says, I don't have an SSN and I refuse to sign up. Well, I want to know how to get out from it. Well, you just stop using it. Well, see, it's like everything else you repent of. When you repent, do what you would do if you would, like you repented from anything else. Because the Social Security contract, whether you signed it personally or you acquiesced to it when you became of age, it's like any other contract, or like any other sin, because it is a sin. It's a sinful contract. It's an ungodly contract. It's one that God says not to participate in. You can read Proverbs chapter 1 for good instruction. If sinners say to you, let us all have one purse, well, that's what Social Security is. It's a voluntary one purse scheme, okay? And you volunteer one either to participate in it, or you concede because someone else volunteered you before you became of age. And then you started to participate without knowing that you could volunteer yourself out. Because in America, anyway, I'm not speaking for other nations, but in America, there's no law that requires you to participate in Social Security. So you can stop anytime you want. That's right. But you can't take the benefits either. I mean, if you cut it off, you cut it all off. That's right. You cut it all off because you're either in or you're out. You know, it's like you either are pregnant or you aren't. Okay. It's using an analogy there. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? I had another video here that I wanted to show. And I believe this is it here. And this comes from the Antichrist agent also.
Au bout de ça, on parle de puces qu'on pourra s'implanter. Ce sera quand ça?
When will that be? Certainly in the next 10 years. And at first we will implant them in our clothes. And then we imagine we will implant them in our brains or in our skin. And then in the end, maybe there will be a direct communication between our brain and the digital world. What we see is a kind of fusion of the physical, digital, and biological world.
On appelle quelqu'un, on n'a même plus le réflexe de devoir prendre un appareil, ça se fait naturellement. La technique continue le cours.
And the dream world goes on.
Vous parlez, vous dites, je veux maintenant être connecté.
And now they're just getting into fantasy land. But he was talking about having everyone connected to the Internet of Things somehow. You will wear your mark of the beast. And that's perhaps what we're going to see develop in Canada for all of those people. We're going to have to keep an eye on this thing. These people, like the trucker we saw in the last segment that got his bank account, his truck taken, his bank account, turned off. And now what's he's got no money. He can't pay his rent. He's going to end up a pauper on the street. And not only him, but everyone that went to it from Canada, and everyone that gave to Give, Send, Go, which our CIA, that Antichrist organization over in America, I believe, yeah, or one of those agencies that work for the Antichrist here in America, hacked it and gave that illegal information to all of the major media, which they control, obviously. And, so they have all that in Canada too. So anyone who gave in Canada, and they'll have the names of everyone who gave in America too. But the Canadians can only touch the Canadians, I reckon. Unless, you're working on both sides of the border there, you can be shut off from even entering Canada now. Well, we'll see how it works out. Will we not? Yes, we will. See how that all pans out in the end. So when we left, we were looking at this article. If it can happen in Canada, it can happen here. That's the name of this article we're going through. So he says, we'll step back to the beginning of this paragraph. This is why it is imperative to understand that the only protection of men and their freedom comes from each individual's ability and willingness to protect and gain his freedom by simply claiming it. And yeah, you can simply claim your freedom and your liberty by exercising self-control and repenting in the areas of your life where you have lost control to sin and to Satan. Of course, you have to repent to the living God and accept the propitiation offered by the work of his son on the cross. And living in such a manner as to never acquiesce to any collective state rule, government cannot under any circumstance bestow any right, nor can it take any right away from the individual, unless the individual voluntarily allows this to happen. And that's what the trucker did, who had his bank accounts cut off, because he volunteered to use their banking system. But you say, what choice did he have? Well, yeah, since the Antichrist has taken over all the monetary systems of the world and now owns all the money, he's already stolen it from you, and you didn't even know it. He's already stolen America's money by the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury in 1913, and then 20 years later, it made everyone line up and give up their money, at least the gold part of it. And as we talked about last week, I believe that's what's going to happen again before they roll out their one world monetary system, which they want to have in place by 2030. That is their date, not mine. The 2030 agenda, or Agenda 2030. And I talk about several other things, the Abraham Accord, something that needs to play out, the 7-year tribulation deception needs to play out, if they're thinking like I am, that they want to have that wrapped up too, because, you know, the unbelievers, or those that don't have time for religious matters, and the ungodly, well, they already have them. They're easy. They're easy as pie, because they're unthinkingly moving about their lives, going along with everything. And that's most of most people who call themselves Christians too, and we're born into that. So, you know, but we can all come out at any time, and it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. If it would be easy, everybody would do it right now. But it is not easy, and I don't believe this life is meant to be easy. Gaining eternal life is not an easy thing. That's why the highway to hell is the broad way that leads to destruction. But the narrow way that leads to life is a narrow way, and few there be that find it. Your job as a Christian man or woman is to make sure that you're on that narrow way. First, by exercising self-control. And that is, first, you got to realize that you're not in control, that sin has you in whatever way it has you in your life. You were born in it. And you don't have to worry about your pride. We're all in the same shape. You were born in sin. You had no choice. That's right. So now what are you going to do about it? You going to take the way of escape that God offers? Or are you going to continue to wallow in your sin and live in denial and stay on the highway to hell? Yeah. You want some brimstone, fire and brimstone thrown in there too? Yeah, that's the hell part. Okay. Continuing on here. The only reason slavery can exist is because the lowly human is too weak and fragile to defend himself due to one or another irrelevant and inconsequential fear of life itself. This is the pathetic side of the human, he puts, animal. But it does not have to be so. Yeah, I think I'm going to send Gary D. Barnett my commentary on his article. Great article. I love the guy's writings. I read him all the time and look forward to what he has to say because it's so thought-provoking. So all I can say to him is keep it up. There is no such thing as gaining redress by begging or petitioning the very tyrants that rule over you or asking them to please allow you a little more freedom. That is why accepting governance by men and accepting their government courts voluntarily is the epitome of self-destruction. It is why rulers have been able to claim power over the people throughout history. It is certainly no different today. And at this stage of our existence, it is actually much worse as billions continue to be abused by state players intent on gaining total control over them. When crowds gather to supposedly protest, they usually carry state flags and refer to a worthless constitution invented by the same state, claiming ownership over their bodies and minds, stealing their wealth through theft called taxation, singing praise for that state in national anthems, and pledging their allegiance to the nation state instead of respecting only their individual sovereignty. Yes, individual sovereignty. And you know what? Your individual sovereignty, everyone has individual sovereignty over, guess what? Themselves. It's called self-government. So you can choose to continue in your sin. And you may still be ruled over and even executed by tyrants. Yeah, that could happen. In that, in the case of the good man who's in living in obedience to God, it would be called martyrdom. It would be called, it's called persecution. And if you're not living your life to please God, and if you're not living your life in obedience to them, well, yeah, then it's just called tyranny and judgment. Your choice. But here's the good news. The good news is that as Jesus rose from the dead, so shall all those who trust in him. So I say today, right away, today, the most important thing you can do is trust in Jesus and repent from your sins and be baptized. Get out your Bible and read it and pray to God to speak to you through his word. Pray and plead with him that you are one of his elect, because there is no other hope. Whatever road you're on in this mortal existence leads to mortal death. It's what happens after that that's important. That is the most important. Right after the most important during your mortal life is what you do in obedience to him. And if you don't live in obedience to him, then it doesn't matter. Your destination is fixed. It seems appropriate to applaud any who protest against the state, but what is really happening? Is protest a position that stands against the state, or is it that it is unintentionally succumbing to the state's desires? What worth does protest claim? Is protest on its own enough to stop state tyranny? I say no, it is not. Unless the people protesting are living their lives in obedience to God, unless they are exercising self-control in obedience to God, then their protest will fall on themselves, and it will destroy them. It will be their own judgment, because the judgment of God will come in everything you do. Yeah. And I want his judgment on me to be redeemed. The servant in whom I am well pleased. That's what I want his judgment to be. The servant worthy to be martyred for my name's sake. Whatever the end. Yeah, that's what I want his judgment to be for me. He continues, the latter seems not only possible, but definite. Okay. Or in the end, does the state use this so-called insurrection to gain even more power? And the answer is yes. That's what the tyrant will always do. And over the good man, the worst he can do, because he can never get you to bend to his will and abdicate the throne of your life to him in taking it away from God Almighty, the worst thing he can do is kill you. And what did Jesus say about that? He said, fear not them that can kill the body, but fear him who can cast both body and hell, both body and soul into hell. Yeah. While some protests can be viewed as courageous, does it help or hinder the supposed feigned longing for individual freedom? It seems obvious that the drive to be free is far removed from reality, as the collective masses do not act as individuals and simply do not demand their own freedom. As stated, resolve to serve no more, and you are at once freed. This concept is absent from the minds of common men, and without this resolve, can men ever be truly free? I think not, he says. The reality of what is happening in the communistic country of Canada is much different than might be expected. The truckers banded together in advance and in full view of the state, openly detailing and planning every move. The state thugs did not attempt to stop this caravan, but allowed it to take place and gain hold in certain parts of the country. Once this group gained much mainstream and alternative press coverage, and once fully entrenched in the area sought, things began to change. While the alternative sites lauded these efforts as bold and brave, and the answer to obtaining liberty, the government and mainstream began to criticize this movement as dangerous and a threat to the freedom of others. In order to drive this false point home, state propaganda ran rampant, and attacks were levied against the truckers and all who supported them. Trudeau used this chaos to implement vast emergency powers, and of course, the people did nothing to stop him, other than some screaming out that his policies were dictatorial, while his brutal assault on freedom continued to expand. Donated money was stolen from the truckers and never allowed to get where it was intended. Many protesters' bank accounts are being frozen, as we've seen. And this being done, in many cases confiscated by horrendous police state tactics being unleashed. This is being done without charges or trials, of course. But that is the way the Antichrist has always worked when he has power. And believe me, he has power. But that is just standard operating procedure for the government. In the meantime, the Emergency Act declaration is not being removed. It is being strengthened. And it's not just in Canada, but in America. And you notice we see the implementation of the same restrictions on truckers in Canada and America within a week of each other, like it was all choreographed and done in concert or lockstep. That is because there is, one leader that rules them all. And of course, he's Satan. But on earth, his top general is called the man of sin, the Antichrist, or even the false prophet, because he is a religious leader and a false prophet who attempts to take place of the true prophet, who is Jesus Christ. Does this surprise anyone? Does this even remind any of what happened in the staged false flag of January 26 in Washington, D.C.? The so-called insurrection was allowed, just as the truckers' protest was allowed. And we saw, we have evidence, that not only was it allowed, but it was pushed along. The doors were opened, and people, and they were led astray so that they could be implicated, and this thing, and it could be blown all out of proportion. Many protesters were jailed and are still jailed without charge or trial. Many were harmed, all were dispersed, and the tyranny only grew. What will happen when the truckers go home? Will they stop delivering goods and attempt to hurt the economy in order to make the point? And if so, who will be the most harmed? Will the people of Canada stand up against the state en masse and claim their freedom by whatever means necessary? Will they continue to protest in huge numbers? Will they say no to every order and remove Trudeau from power? Or will they stand down as Americans did and allow even more state power to be the result? I think the answer is clear, he says. Let us praise any who oppose and go against the state. But we must understand the entire picture. We must scrutinize false dissent, and we must do more than simply expect these plotted events to make all things better, while the rest of the apathetic population stands by and wait. Logic tells us a different story, and there is no limit to the underhanded and conspiratorial policies of those ruling over we the people. We must not be so quick in our acceptance of what seems to be the simple answer, when no answer dependent on these actions of others will ever bring freedom to the masses. In fact, it may harm liberty instead of saving freedom. Totalitarianism is based on lies, deceit, trickery, false prophets, division, and dependence not on oneself, but as on some superhero class that does not exist. Yeah. Who's your superhero? Yeah. Oh, wait, they call him the man of sin. The Antichrist. Rely on self, shun the crowd, disobey at will, and never accept the rule of others till the individual is accepted as sovereign due to his own actions and the collective hordes are dispersed. Nothing of value concerning liberty will ever be accomplished. And, yes. And like I said, self-government first. Because, see, we can't control the masses. And as long as the masses continue in their sin, and we see this mass apostasy of the people, and we see that history keeps repeating and rhyming and repeating and rhyming time after time, and it falls right in line with what the Bible says. On an individual level, we must resist evil however it comes or in whatever manner. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth, this book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon. Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. Just want to give a shout out to Fuzzmeister and Mr. Wordsworth over there in the D-Live chat room. Good to see you guys. Always there. Let's see. I was looking at the other chat room too on YouTube. We have Rider on the Storm over there all by himself. Must be so lonely. And to those in the chat room at firstamendmentradio.com, thank you all for showing up. Seems like my family from Detroit is not even here today, so even my own family's not showing up. Oh, they may be listening, just not in the chat room. You'd hope that your own family would be like your biggest fans, right? Well, Jesus was right, I'm going to tell you, man, because he said, let's see, what did he say? Oh, it's escaping my brain now. Yeah, that's terrible when things escape your brain. A prophet is not without honor. Oh, is without honor even in his home, especially in his own home, something like that. So anyway, because they say, we know that guy, you know. Don't pay no attention to him. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Looking at another article, predictions for Canada. So I have another article here on predictions from Canada. And let me see. Oh, yeah, we already saw that one. So this is our last one. And this is from Karen Selleck. And this is what she's predicting for Canada. What do you think? Anybody interested in predictions for Canada? The provinces are going to continue to lift their vaccine mandates. Well, it's easy to predict something that's ongoing, is it not? But they're going to continue. That's the prediction. They're not going to stop. But it has nothing to do with their being convinced the scientific merits of doing so. Yeah. Rather, it's because other countries around the world who will be demanding vaccine passports from visitors will want these passports to be issued by a national, not a provincial government. Well, that makes a little sense. That's a nice little spin on it there. This is why Ontario, for instance, has postponed the lifting of its vax passport until mid-March, rather than doing it immediately. Yeah. Ontario is waiting for new federal vax passport to dovetail with its own before it goes ahead and lifts it. Second, the federal government of Canada will implement a universal vaccine mandate for everyone in the country. Yeah, we don't care if people who get the jab catch the, you know, get sick more than people who don't. That doesn't matter, you know. The facts don't matter here. Or that, you know, it just might kill you. I mean, the Antichrist does not love you, and neither do any of his minions. The secret is they want you dead, and they want you to die without Christ if possible. Yeah, that's what they really want. Yeah. The federal government will implement a universal mandate. Yeah. There will be questions asked about whether it is correct within the division of power section of the Canada Constitution. Trudeau and his cabinet will purport to resolve the issue by sending the reference question to the Supreme Court of Canada, the SCC. Yeah. Because once the Supreme Court makes the decision, everybody must obey. Yeah. Everyone must acquiesce. No more argument is, yeah, I was wondering about this Supreme Court in the United States, you know, the Supremes over there. That's a Catholic singing group, isn't it? Oh, I think they got a couple Jews in there too. You know, speaking of the nationalities or the allegiances of the people on that, on the Supremes over there. Isn't that a singing group? Yeah, I like the singing group much better than, yeah, this group. I mean, I only like one of the singers that's on the Supreme Court, but hey, his lone voice isn't going to help us at all, is it? Yeah. Okay. So don't put your hope in men. Yeah. Never. Even no matter what they call themselves. They may be labeled supreme, but yeah, they are not. They are men that are controlled by other men. And I'm sure that those that control them will do whatever it takes to keep whatever majority on whatever issue that's going before your Supreme Court to make sure that they get the result they want. Because they have the power. They have money. You do not. They have all the money. And you do not. They can turn off your money. You cannot turn off theirs. Some people stop paying taxes. Well, they don't need your taxes. The only reason that they have the tax system for you is to control you. It's called an inquisition. And they are inquiring right now. That's right. Okay, there would be questions asked about this is correct. Yes, on a reference to the Supreme Court, that is, the federal government gets to frame the issues and provide all the evidence. The only issue that will be addressed in the division of power is the division of powers issue. The feds will completely sidestep the question. The question of legitimacy of vaccine passports, they won't raise the question of Section 6 of the Charter, mobility rights, Section 7, life, liberty, and security of the person, or anything that might pertain to actual liberty and freedom. Yeah, they'll get right to the question that they want. On a reference like this, every province has the absolute right to intervene. Nobody else has the right to intervene, but even if they did, they wouldn't be entitled to submit any evidence or expand the issues. Well, sounds like their Supreme Court is pretty locked in, and like just like the Supreme Court in America, I'm sure totally and fully under the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. Yeah. There's nothing happening accidentally out here. And they will only feign that you have liberty and you have rights as long as they feel it's necessary to keep you in check and in control. Because if you can believe that you have liberty and rights, then you are more likely to go along with whatever edicts that they hand down by whatever liberty you think you have to control the matter. Yeah. The federal government will go ahead and implement its nationwide vaccine mandate, stating boldly that it has been approved by the Supreme Court of Canada. Yikes. Oh, yes. Yeah, those doctors at the Supreme Court of Canada, they know best. Yeah. The Freedom Convoy has been duped into advocating an SCC reference. Have they? I guess so. I'm not a Canadian. I don't really know about that, or probably wouldn't have noticed that, but I'm sure Canadians would notice an SCC reference because they believe that the Supreme Court is there to protect your rights. And even if they were there for that, or they wanted to, believe me, the Antichrist and his shadow government can make those Supreme Court singers sing any way they want them to. And they don't need them all under their control. They just need a majority of them. And that's what they will have, regardless of how it falls out, perhaps accidentally. But I don't think too much is happening by accident these days as concerning the federal governments of either Canada, America, the EU, you name it, just about anywhere, even China. Yes, wherever the country is more totalitarian, there you will find the Antichrist and his shadow government more firmly entrenched. Period. Don't even doubt it for a minute. So they've been duped into advocating a Supreme Court of Canada reference. That's what they call it, a reference. He says he wrote about it somewhere here and there and has a video about it there, so you can check out that article at lourockwell.com if you want to go there. He says, she says, I should say, it's Karen? Yeah, Karen Selleck. The Freedom Convoy, yeah, but my advice isn't wanted. He says, yeah, she said this would be a very bad idea, but her advice wasn't wanted. So the reference to the SEC, they won't bother to separate the issues. Canada is cooked. That's her final, prediction for Canada. Canada is cooked. That means they've been boiling so long that finally they are done. And we'll see. We'll see, where it ends. But really this article isn't the end, and what these articles and the conclusions of these authors aren't the end. Only God knows the end. And, he hasn't written a lot of specific about independent nations. So we know what the overall end is. And the overall end is this, that the world is preparing for the great day of God Almighty. And there's these three evil spirits, like frogs, croaking in the earth, and they're getting louder and louder. The cacophony of their noise is becoming practically unbearable for those that don't have peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. And part of that understanding is that, hey, Jesus, he's got our back. He paid the price for our sins. We can be redeemed. Yeah. We just need to exercise first the self-control to be honest about our life and our sin and to repent and allow the Holy Spirit to work that work of repentance in our lives. Not allowing the Holy Spirit to work repentance in your life is the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And for those that blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there is no salvation. Sorry. The Holy Spirit has to be able to do that work in your life. If you do not allow it, that is the unforgivable sin, blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Okay, so when you repent, allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. It may be hard. You may fail. You may fall down 7 times. But you never give up. You always get back up and try again. You don't run from God because of your sin, because you have sin. God knows about it. You can't run and hide. You just say, this is my sin, God. I may be in the middle of it now, but I need your help. Don't give up on me, because I'm not giving up on you. That's all I can say is that I pray that God will have mercy on us all of us and our families and our loved ones, and that we will all meet on that day when the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ are raised, and those of us who are alive and remain, that will be some of us. It may be me. It may not be me. I may be the dead in Christ at that day, but I may be alive and remain at that day. It's a possibility. For most of you out there, it's a great possibility, because most of you out there, hopefully, are younger than I am and not going on 70 next year. So, repent, and the kingdom is at hand, and that is everything. The author here says, Canada is cooked. I just hope I'm not giving them ideas they haven't already thought of, but I'm pretty sure they haven't. They have already got this plan. Yes, they do. They're moving step by step. And if you want to know how it's going to happen, it's written in the book. And you can read about it yourselves. And if you need a little help, I've got publications and series on. You can go through all the series on my website. You don't even have to buy the books. You can go through the series free on my website. An exposition of the revelation, gone through it on my, gone through that, so you can see that free on my YouTube page or whatever, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. I think these three books, if you got these three books here, and we got a lot more. And, of course, The Beast Apocalyptic. If you understand who the beast and what the beast powers and the symbols related are, you can learn from scripture itself, because that's all you're going to find in this 120 page book or so. Yeah. 104 pages. Yeah. Not a lot of fluff, not a lot of irrelevant and superfluous nonsense that usually get in prophecy books. I like to get right to the point, and what does the word of God show us? And that's what we want to see and understand. That's what it's really all about. Okay, let's see. If anyone is looking to fellowship in between Wednesday, I'm free. My email, I learned at 50. Yes. Okay. So anyway, you can contact, Stephen there. And I'm not going to put it over the air, your email address. If you're in the email chat room, he's inviting everyone in the chat room at least. And, see, Scattered Sheep says, thank you. God bless you, Nicholas. So sad I had to be over 50 to learn this lesson. And, let's see. Well, I was in my 40s. Yeah. In the 1990s. So when I started to learn this lesson, and, 50s. Yeah. About 50, I guess. Late 40s, early 50s. I want to learn and get out from SSN. Yeah. Well, since they're not going to, since it's going broke anyway, we discussed that last week. If you didn't see last week's show, title of last week's show was, yes. Oh, here. Yeah, we got that guy again. Let's see. Where is that? Last week's show. Oops. That would be here. Yeah. Let's see. I keep publishing the Jorge Apocalyptic, your last prophecy there, with Social Security, secession, and gold confiscation. So make sure you check that out if you didn't. And spread this broadcast around. I would appreciate it that we could reach as many people as possible. If you can't help support First Amendment Radio and the work that we're doing here, that is the least you can do if you're being edified, educated, by this broadcast and by all of the broadcasts on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. You can tell somebody, call someone, tell them about it. It's the old way we used to do things. Whatever way, spread it around in your social media, email your whole email list. Cause when you subscribe to my broadcast, you'll get an email. And so, just, you know, forward it to your whole list. And then everybody on your list will see, whatever the name of the broadcast is for today, which is, if I go to the homepage there, yeah. Now we see what the Mark of the Beast looks like. That's the name of our broadcast today. Okay, well, I got a few minutes left. Comments, questions in the chat room. I can take some quickly. Of course, I don't know how you could have any questions after what I've gone through in the last 2 hours. Let's see, what else do we have here? Five. Oh, yeah, we already did that one. Yeah, I really like that one. Yeah, because they had that guy that showed up here. Yeah, I think I'm going to play this again for you. And this is they got an actual trucker on here. And
not been arrested are dealing with the fallout of frozen bank accounts and seized assets.
They've taken my truck. I don't know where it is. On Friday, they locked up my personal and trucking business accounts. And also, we have another business, and they locked that account up too. And it had nothing to...
Your name and where are you calling from? Okay, well, that's not helpful. Anyway, so we've got it here.
Do it. Yeah. And also, we have another bit in my truck. I don't know where it is.
The fallout of frozen bank accounts and seized assets.
They've taken my truck. I don't know where it is. On Friday, they locked up my personal and trucking business accounts. And also, we have another business, and they locked that account up, too. And it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, just going to take everything from...
So, as I said, now we know. If you didn't know before, this is what the mark of the beast looks like. This is how the Antichrist and his shadow government will operate. Let there be no doubt about it. It's time to start planning for God's people. It's 2022, and they want it fully implemented by 2030. Your money isn't safe in the bank right now. If all of your chips are in one basket, in that one basket, they are not safe now because you don't own your bank account. The bank has a higher claim than you do. That's why you have to go fight. They have it. You have to go fight for it, like this trucker and his family will now. They locked both of his business accounts, one having to do with his trucking business, and because, you know, his relatives, maybe his wife has a family business, another one, they locked that one up too. So that whole family is now suffering, and they are learning the lesson of obey or suffer the consequences. And you will capitulate if you want your money back. If you want to participate in society, if you want to participate in the one world monetary system, you will capitulate and you will pledge allegiance to the beast. The beast is the state government. And this beast now, the beast now controls the whole world and the monetary systems of every nation on earth. Don't even think for a minute that yours is excluded or you're going to find some place where he doesn't. The only place where he doesn't have control is where there is no monetary system. And that could be an individual basis. I have to admit that I have to use the monetary systems like everybody else. But I'm prepared to walk away from every single one of them. Yeah. Jesus said, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. And that's how we must operate in the world, and perhaps we will have to operate in the world. We will have to use serpent technology, but at the same time, harm no one, you know, because we have examples of people that lied. Lying is serpent technology, for instance, Rahab. She lied and hid the Jewish invaders, those Hebrew men, and she lied to the government officers. She was using, she was using serpent technology, because that's what lying is. It's serpent technology. So to be wise as a serpent, she was as harmless as a dove. No one was harmed. No one suffered loss. No one was robbed or stolen from or injured by what she did. So she was harmless as a dove in her use of that technology. Okay, well, that's all that we have time for today. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.